Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So Australia against England is in Sydney this time. And of course, Ash's Breakfast with Jamie Bowman. Morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning and a happy new year.
And a happy new year to you. And unfortunately, we never got to discuss the fourth test, which had a lot of positives in it, didn't it?
It did. Some people have seem to get the time off over Christmas. I don't know what it was. I don't know what that's all about. But us full-timers, we were there watching England play very well in the fourth test, and very unlucky to not get a win, really.
Although you can sort of take the positives out of quite a few of the test matches, at the end of the day, they've lost this, and they seem to have lost it in convincing fashion as well. How much of a balance of positive and negatives is it, Jamie?
Yeah, you're right. There's no getting away from the fact we've lost the Ashes, and we've lost heavily. But I think if you'd asked most sort of cricket writers, most experts, I think very few were actually predicting an England win. It was always going to be a stiff task, and I think there was a lot of people who thought this was a team in transition with a new captain, with quite a few untried players, and really we were looking for a good display. Now, if we end up with 3-1, there are positives to be taken. Every test match can be taken on its own merit. I've been very dismissive of this talk of dead rubbers. That doesn't really exist that much in cricket. Every test match can be taken, you know, as its own sort of battle, really. And I think, you know, if we emerge with 3-1 and some of the new players have shown what they're all about, which they have, then there are some positives we can take.
Play was slightly delayed because of rain this morning, but when it did get going, England are in bat and they're making the most of that.
Yeah, they're doing well. It's 216 for 3 at the moment as we come towards the end of play. And there was a real debate really about whether England should bat today. There was a lot of rain this morning. There was obviously they brought in the extra spinner as well. So there was talk of whether they should bowl. You know, I think Graham Swann, especially on the beat on the commentary, was very effusively recommending that they should bowl. But no, they've chosen to bat. And thankfully, they've backed it up. They've batted well. And leading from the front has been Joe Root. He's been superb. He's hit the 70s now. And him and David Malan have really put on a very good partnership together and have steered England towards a pretty decent day.
How's Root going to look back at this series, do you think? Opportunities missed?
I think so. Both for him and the team, I think. If you look at, he's got in a number of times. He's got this reoccurring problem that he's not converting his 50s into 100s, which is when you contrast his record with, say, his counterpart Steve Smith. It's been who tends to always go on and get a big score. It's probably. Personally, quite embarrassing for him, I imagine. He tends to get out in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and not going on to make these big scores. And in a way, that's been the same for England. You know, we've been in these good positions where, you know, we could have pressed on and really made, you know, taken advantage or taken a grip on the game and put Australia out of the game on several occasions, and it's just not happened, and we've been blown away either by a good bowling spell or a batting collapse or something's happened where we've lost that advantage and gone on to lose the test match.
You've got to hand it to England today because they've shown a bit of spirit and fight. They recovered from 95 for 3 to get to the position they're in now. So Root and Malan showing some real determination there.
Definitely. I mean, Malan's faced 154 balls for his half century. It's been a slog, but it's been what's needed, really. And Root as well, you know, 135 balls for his 75. So that just shows they've really, really dug in. And there has been a steel and determination about their display today. I think they're really determined to kind of go out with their heads held high and give the the travelling supporters something to be proud of. And so far, so good.
Nice one, Jamie. You go and get yourself another Earl Grey and some Jaffa cakes.
Thank you very much.
And watch
the
end.
That sounds perfect.
And we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.